and welcome to the fourth Manx Footy Pod of the 23-24 season. As always, I'm joined by a man that is yet to get an Amazon Prime deal, Disco Dave Norton.
Hi, everyone.
FC Alaman superfan, Sam Turton.
Yeah.
Colby superfan, Adam Morton.
Hello, that's me.
And Maroon fan, Tom Coffey.
Hello.
We're all enthusiastic today, aren't we?
We should start off, it was your birthday yesterday, Tom, wasn't it?
It was.
Some people might see, we were asking why we have a baguette in the middle of the
it's
the
tradition, podcast, isn't it? Pasty tradition.
It's a pasty, right, so I've tried it, it's lovely. We're going to have some now as the podcast continues, because we want to try and bring back Halftime Scran. Now, for those of you who are old enough to remember my Manx Football blogs, I used to do a pasty review in that. I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, Dave?
We did. That blog was amazing.
It was. The three people that read it regularly. Yeah. It was very good for my mental health, that. So. But yeah, the pasty was, Halftime Pasty was an absolute staple of Manx football. Now, unfortunately, since Ramsay Bakery's demise, RIP, it hasn't been a thing as much. Now, last week we talked about, Tom, you tried to make your own.
Yeah, we want to make our own pasty at a game. Maybe one that's going to get a lot of fans down, but I don't know. We need to think about it. But the canteen's there. People coming down.
Nice. I reckon, don't worry, Ramsay Bakery, the GOAT.
Yeah.
But it's diversified the market.
Do you think?
Ooh. Yeah. I had a sauce draw down at Rushden last week, which was not like any sauce draw I've ever had.
What was so different about it?
It was just so much tastier. It just had a bit of there was a nice little kick to it. It was like quite peppery. It was quite nice.
So your sausage roll, do you reckon it was homemade?
I don't know. I'd argue probably not.
Are we thinking
it could have been mass produced?
Yellow label from Port Erin Shoprite the day before, Ginsters? Yeah.
Possibly. But it was, they were all
warm?
It was warm.
Expensive?
No, it was very reasonable.
What's reasonable for sausage roll?
Well, it was a cup of tea and a sausage roll. It cost me, it was £2.
And did they take contactless?
They did.
Oh, football, 21st
Adam,
century.
Colby, obviously, multi-million pound facilities down there. What are you knocking out at half time?
The tea ladies.
So to speak.
The tea ladies are quite good, actually. They've got a bit of a spread going on there.
Have they? What's in their spread?
I think they do, packet crisps. And I don't know. I don't think they make anything specifically, but they've got some good selection, yeah.
They basically go Agrimark on a Friday.
Pretty
see
much.
What's the deal?
But so the cup of tea is spot on.
Any hot food?
No, I'm afraid not. Not at the moment.
Dave, you've been to more half-time matches than most. What's your favourite?
Russian is good, to be fair. They do some nice passes.
You like Kaz's Baps up
can't say no to them. What can I say to that? But I was at Peel last week, and they've done the Kelvin Dawson Hub and everything. They've refurbished the kitchen down there, and it's pretty swanky. And they had a proper heater with loads of pasties in it last week, but I was too slow to get there, so I didn't have any.
Were they homemade?
Yeah, they look homemade, yeah. So
you'd think with your reporting, they'd save you a pasty at least.
I'm not as famous as you, Tom.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be saved on appeal, definitely not.
So, obviously, at halftime, let's go into the changing room. We've talked about us, unfit types that go to the outside the changing room. What's the halftime snack inside the changing room? Is oranges still a thing?
Well, we have orange juice and that's it. We don't.
A squash?
Just a squash. Yeah, yeah. George Corkle brings them in, the club president. He brings them in before halftime. They're always ready to go. And I'm one of those that ends up having too many and I'm running back on the pitch and you just feel the orange juice running around in my belly. It's not very nice. But like, some lads don't have them and there's three or four left remaining and I'll just get them down me. But
waste not, want not.
Yeah, exactly.
Any Jaffa cakes in sight at all?
Jaffa cakes, no thought of that, but I've noticed sometimes I still feel like when the away team, don't provide them orange juice, just give them all to the home team. I'm one of those believers that don't make them feel at home.
So does George go in with a tray for
Yeah, he takes them and then gives the ref whatever he wants, teas, coffees, whatever he's after.
But I have been in the away change room where we definitely only got water and the home team got orange juice.
And did you kick off?
Well, no, because to be honest, when I was still lighting up Combi 2, it was mostly a half-time fag and a looking for whatever you've done the first half.
You were probably playing hungover anyway, so the water's probably quite welcome.
So
it's just water based these days. There's no bananas, no fruit.
People bring their own. I've noticed in a couple of times someone will pull out an orange. Maybe I've seen a Yorkie bar. And I'm always
controversial.
But in fairness, sometimes I saw someone eat a Yorkie bar and thought, wouldn't mind one myself, to be fair. So it's not just Dave coughing today, Sam's joining.
It's we'd like to give listeners a surround sound experience.
Now in Colby surround sound, what do they provide for the teams at half time at Colby, Adam?
I don't know, to be honest. I've not played there for a while, but I'm assuming with those facilities they'll have the best.
They've probably got a drinks fountain.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
There's no reason they're not getting half time for all the people coming down. They've all gone to the teams.
I'm going to put a pin in it for now, but next week, and I want you to do a bit of research when you're out about this week, about people who has a half after match shower. Now, is it one of those facilities that are shunned? Or do some people, you always get two or three that want to go and do it, and then the rest of the boys are, see you later. Yeah, is that still a thing?
Or? Well, I can tell you, Catty's first in there, strip clothes, doesn't care who's walking in, he's straight in the shower, so Catty's number one. But
are they all communal?
Yeah. I don't know many that have got doors and locks and stuff. Like, you wouldn't want that.
I'll tell you what it does, gyms.
Does it?
Yeah, well, they're attached to the cricket club, so but theirs is always in there, because every time I've played down there, it's just a bloodbath.
But what are the gyms players hiding that they can't shower together? That's what I want to know.
And
what's going on at gyms to make them not want to shower together?
But you don't shower. You said
occasionally. So if I bring my stuff, we're going all the pop. Say we're going on a night out, then we're all going to the Crosby. We're going to have a few, maybe head out. I'll go home, shower, get myself ready, nice spray and stuff. But say we're just going for a couple pints, I'll just jump in the shower at the game. Yeah, it depends how the game's gone as well. You don't want to shower with the lads that have just cost you the game.
No,
the aroma of change rooms is always quite interesting, because all you got before the game is just like deep heat, and after the game is Lynx Africa.
There's always that dry mud smell as well. Yeah. Either it's because it's been swept up to a corner and someone's forgot to take it out. And tape, just tape
around. Yeah, someone's meant to brush up after the game at ours, and it always ends up being Colin Gilbert. So this week, Colin, I'll do it.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Exactly, it's my birthday week. I feel like I should.
So yes, we have birthday pasty. We're going to try this as we go. Do you want to give a shout out to where you got it in case we get a free one next time?
Pat cake. Yeah, very nice. Went down there early this morning. It was reasonably priced, and when I saw it I thought, I don't know if I can wait to get back to the office with this. I kind of want to slice now. But yeah, it looks really good, and I've tried it. Tastes very good as well.
Do you reckon you could physically eat a yard of pasty?
I think I could. If I didn't eat beforehand. I think one day, let's get a yard of pasty in the office. Sit me, Sam and Dave down, and whoever gets down it quicker gets the free pasty. The rest have to pay.
I love that you think you could beat me in an eat.
We could live stream it though.
If it's 100 yards, anything athletic, you've probably got me. I reckon with this, I've got you.
Yeah, I think this is Patreon content. You know how we were trying to fund this lavish
subscribe.
This lavish studio that we find ourselves in.
Yeah.
But let us, going back to half time, Strand, if you have had a belter in this season, please do get in touch. Dave at
Max40Pod
on
Twitter, Instagram, or even on our Facebook page.
When's the TikTok coming?
TikTok.
I think we need to dabble into that.
Well, we're too old for that. You can do it.
I'll set up a Max40Pod TikTok.
We've still got a Bebo page. Yeah. I've got a Microsoft group somewhere. But, so please do let us know what's the best half-time scran you've had this season. Youthy still doing Bovril? Does anyone know?
I've been up there for a while, so I don't know. Anyone?
Next time anyone's up at Youthy, see if they've still got Bovril in the hatch. That was
I don't know if I'm welcome after my comments about their pitch. So.
When you suggested they move it to the end of the Queen's Pier.
I still think it's a good show.
I think it would be a tremendous pitch.
Exactly.
Even if half of it would be underwater.
Imagine how many match balls they'd lose.
Oh, yeah. Good.
You'd have to have... Do you remember Shrewsbury Town's ground? Is next to... I can't remember the river now. It's probably... And a man used to have to be in an oracle... And it throughout the whole 90 minutes. And then he'd go and get the balls. And then lob them back over the wall.
But do you ever think how valuable are the balls? Like, I get match balls, but the training and stuff, we lose so many. Just like, oh, some kid can have them. Like, if it's really far, I know Dave and Gilly are going looking and, like, try and find them, and they'll make an effort. But if it's too far gone, I'm not going all that way. Just grab around the football.
Got too much money, haven't
we? No, that's just when we don't.
Yeah.
We don't.
No, I thought, like, balls of all type were cherished and sort of...
It depends. If they're Catty's balls, then...
How often do you replenish...
Good question. I'm not sure. I know the match balls are quite expensive, aren't they, to get like good quality ones that you're going to play with on a Saturday, but don't know how often we get new footballs.
And is it a ball dealer, or do you have to go just to Sports Direct and see what they can find?
I wonder if you meet him in like a dodgy alleyway for a little
bit. That's what I'm wondering. He's come around with his van and has like a load of balls.
The ball man, imagine that.
And is there an official ball supplier to the Alaman Premier League? Is it like, you know, Nike's got the English Premier League ball, or is
it'd be interesting to know. Maybe I've got some research to do some after this afternoon. Get on to Kev, find out.
What are you playing with at the moment?
I don't even know what they are.
That's horrendous.
I should know, shouldn't I? That's bad. Yeah. They're trainings, I mean, I don't know. On a match day, they're quite nice balls.
Are they Nikes? Are they Nike?
I think they're Nike. I can't even tell you.
Are they Sonico?
I don't get the ball much, you know, so. I don't think they're Sonico. I'd be pretty disappointed if we're playing with Sonicos. Are they the rock hard ones?
Sonicos are the Sports Direct brand.
And maybe we are playing with Sonicos, the blue and white ones. Yeah, maybe it is Sonico.
No, it can't be a Sonico.
I don't know. Either way, they're all right footballs. I remember back in the day when I first started, they were like rock solid, these rock solid balls. No one wants to play with them, do they? You know, the Stingers that like smack your leg on a cold Tuesday night. It's not what you want.
Are there any grounds on the main road amongst football? I don't know because my knowledge is quite poor, but if there's any that could cause like an RCC or something.
Well, Peel, if you give it a certain welly, but they've got, they've put netting up, haven't they, Dave? Like, were you there?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
Yeah. So there used to be occasionally the odd bus or something would get hit.
Castown as well, the stadium.
Old Boys on the Blackberry Lane.
If you kick it far enough from Old Church Road, I reckon you can make it to the main road.
That is a hell of a kick, and it'd be a weird angle.
Back when Govs were up in the cage,
yeah,
up at the Benbow, we lost a few over the road like that up onto Governor's Bridge, like down the road, and it was quite an achievement in one way to clear that fence and the footpath to get it then over the hedge onto that road.
Have we found out if they're returning there, or where are they playing, Governors? Have we discovered it?
Well, they're still down at Colby.
They're still Colby.
There was rumours circulating that Nobles Park were going to be there next.
No, they're still Colby this season, apparently, yeah.
Kev emailed me yesterday to say they are trying to get Nobles, but they haven't been able to secure it yet. So
how difficult is it
to get in an argument over naming rights. The one who bought the Marmaris Nobles Park Stadium.
Yeah, we have already diversed away from football quite a lot, but I have to say, we shared this on our America's 40 Pod WhatsApp group the other day. The best, I think, kit unveiling I've seen this year from a Max team, and it was the Governor's home kit, I think, was it?
Yeah.
With the lads in Marmaris. Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant, and Apo's magic anyway, so
yeah.
It's just fitting that you sponsor the team as well.
Yeah.
That's what football's all about.
So we want, we were talking, I was listening back to last week's pod, and Tom, you were bigging up social media, the Max social media game.
I think it's got way better, yeah.
But I feel this is where we need to go again.
I think we do, and the kit unveiling from around is coming shortly. I won't tell you when. But
is it unusual to unveil a kit after the season's begun?
It probably is, yeah. But there's been a little bit of problems. We've had a little bit of difficulties getting it over and
stuff. Sonico couldn't get it over.
Well, it's PlayerFit who we're sponsored by, and they've got the training merch coming as well, so we're going to just look the part. And when we
all the gear,
no idea,
yeah. Right, you heard it here first. Right, let's look ahead to Saturday's Canada Life Premier League games. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games again this weekend. We'll start in the time order, I think, Dave, because there's a cheeky 1:45 kickoff, isn't there?
There is down at the bowl. St Mary's are taking on Douglas Royal.
St Mary's hitting their straps,
top of the table,
promoted. Everything looking good. They've played some strong teams already. Passed those tests with flying colours, you'd have to say. Royal this week, though, took a point off Corinthians last week, which, again, I listened back, and I think maybe Samage, you said Royal. No, you were very much Royal.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that my team talk inspired Royal. That was what I was intending all along. Stop sending me messages.
So can they get another point this week, Dave?
I don't see why not. We've talked about the players they've got there. I mean, your Andrew Asbridges, your Tom McCary Brennan's. They've got talented players. Just about getting that performance out there on the day. But St Mary's are looking so strong. I was at that game against Peel last week. And to be fair, okay, Steve Collister was man of the match. Pulled off so many saves for them. But even at 2-0 down, you couldn't really discount them because they were creating chances. And then they just turned the game on its head and got a 4-3 win. So,
5-3.
Pardon?
5-3.
4-3.
5-3.
Oh, it says five in the classified results.
Typos, mate.
4-3.
Yeah, it's definitely 4-3.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
So anyway,
did you miss a goal when you were trying to get past him?
Probably.
Didn't Ann Morton turned up late? So they look good. They seem to be scoring a lot of goals, but they are shipping a few goals.
They are, but I mean that is obviously going to be a concern going forward. But I think they'll still be too strong in this one for me. I think they're going to get the 3 points against Royal.
Royal, though, as we rewind back, 3-3 against the Corinthians side. We already used this about rushing this season, but they have been blowing hot and cold Corinthians. That's a great result, really.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think especially you've got Corinthians are bringing back the likes of Danny Gerrard from FC Alessandria and stuff. So, you know, it's a good squad they've gone up against. So to get a 3-0 draw, I know that Dean Turner up front foot, he was following that game and it sounded like it was a bit of a humdinger. Mm. But as you say, it was a good result for Royal.
It's a big derby that as well, isn't it? Right next to the closest derby in European football, they say.
Is it? Yeah. Right, I wouldn't disagree with that. Dundee used to have that.
Milan's share a stadium.
Yeah, that doesn't count. You can't share a stadium. It's like,
well, they can, quite a few,
you don't want to, do you?
No.
So, well, I think it's the closest, like, playing away. You could spit, and the spit would land on the other pitch, wouldn't you, from the other one. So I think there's not many teams you can do that.
That's a decent length. Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
Should try it.
Sam, obviously, St Mary's have started really well. Are we putting them in the title of... putting them in the bracket of title contenders now?
I think after a few of the results last week, which one of that come to, yeah, you have to. They've started off really well, and... yeah, it's exciting times to be a
Samaritan. Saint.
Saint, yeah.
Adam, Royal Young team, do you think, how can they stop the momentum of a Samaritan team that are unbeaten and scoring for fun?
I don't think they can, to be honest. I was shocked last week because I backed Peel to win the league quite comfortably, and I looked at the result, and not many results in Man's Football make me sort of think, wow. Yeah. Shocked at that, so that did kind of shock me last week. I was kind of surprised, and I think they're gonna be, I think they'll win this quite easily.
Mm-hmm. Tom, do you agree?
Yeah, I'm gonna go St Mary's. I think beating Peel is a massive result. I think Royals, obviously they got a draw, but I think Corinthians, I think Mary's, I think when we did the first things at the start of the season, the predictions, I think we probably undersold Mary's. Mm-hmm. They're strong, they look good, and they've obviously won all their games so far this season, so who knows who's gonna stop them. I don't think it'll be Royals.
They come up last year.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah. Dominic McCary Brennan and Andy Bassbridge both scored for Royal last week. Among the goal scorers last year as well. That's the key to staying in this league, Tom, isn't it? Having a regular goal scorer. So I think Royal were quite heavily written off at the start of the season, Dave. I think even the Fitzy himself said they were going to struggle. But if they can keep scoring goals, that's a massive thing, isn't it? You know, it's obvious, isn't it? You win games by scoring goals, but the fact that they could do that...
Absolutely. They've proven it to themselves. And getting a point against Corinthians will be a massive confidence booster for them going forward. I think they're not really... They probably won't go into this game expecting to get much from St Mary's, so they might surprise them, but it's going to be the other games. Against the teams around them, we're going to define their season, I think, Royal.
Moving on, we move north to the parish of Andrews and Ayr United versus Peel, Sam, the game you're going to take in on Saturday. This looks another, should be a really good game between two teams in this bracket of top four title contenders. Peel need to get the show back on the road a little bit, but it won't be the easiest of tasks against Ayr team that you watched beat Rushen the other week.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ayr's a long trip for anybody. What I said last week, they really dominated the game for long periods against Rushen, kept ball really well. Scored 5, did concede 4. And by the sound of you saying last week's Mary's keeper had the game of his life.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So if you're looking at Peel creating chances, a lot of chances. So you could end up, I mean, I've had 2 9-goal thrillers in the past 2 weeks. I'm going for an 11-goal thriller this time.
That's a bold prediction. I like it.
It's going to be a great game. I think it's just, it's a long way to air.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go.
11-goal thriller, which side's it going to fall?
I can't sit on the fence because I said 11 goals. I reckon I'd say probably just Peel, but it could easily go either way.
Adam?
I think Peel will show their title credentials and come back and win this year.
Yeah, even it's a very small pitch up at Andrews, isn't it? You know, they play to their strengths there.
Tough atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, I still think Peel have too much.
Dave?
I'm going to sit on the fence, I'm afraid. I'm going to call this one a draw. Yeah, as Sam alluded to there, Peel had a lot of chances last week. And another day, they'd have probably won that fairly comfortably. But it's credit to St Mary's that they stayed in the game. But yeah, I think it's going to be close. Ayr have got a good side back together again this year, so I'm going to call it a draw.
I think home advantage will pay dividends. I think Peel, the wheels could be off.
Oh!
I think Ayr are going to win. I'm hopeful of that anyway. Let's keep my fingers crossed.
I feel Daniel Bell will have been channeling his... Ian Dowry this week, and the word bounce back ability will have been echoing down Walpole Avenue as he was making his team run up it this week, and he will have been saying, come on lads, we need to lay another marker down this week, and I think Peel will just sneak this, but I'm with you, it's going to be tight.
This could be make or break for Peel though.
Do you think, even this early in the season?
Yeah, I think if they lose this would be massive.
What's stopping St Mary's going to win all their games? What's stopping this? Well, I think you can't let teams gradually get ahead of you.
I feel what I always call this time of year squirrel season, because you squirrel away those points, because come November, come December, come January, what are seemingly straightforward 3 points aren't.
Yeah.
Pitches are terrible.
People going away.
Players away.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe we're getting too excited, but the wheels are off.
To clarify. Yeah. Right, what else can we... We're going to look at some George's and Union Mills next at up at Glen Country Road. Mills still scoring for fun. Great win last week, Sam. 5-1 against Braddon. I think we thought this might be a little bit closer, but Mills, you know, again, showing they are the entertainers of Manx football. Luke Booth, 2 goals. Goals for Lewis Hickey, Ed Kenyuk and Owen Quayle. I think they might just have too much for Geordies in this one.
So, you know how people were saying it's not a surprise anymore if Brighton beat Man United
the
way they did? I don't think we should see this as a surprise if this Mills team beats St George's at the weekend.
Okay.
I think they're really good. They'll get goals. I think Geordies can struggle to live with them a little bit.
Tom, obviously you were there as they played the Mighty Moran last week.
Yeah.
Geordies relying on... I saw the goal scorers, Sean Quay and Richard Wynn, which neither of them, I hope they don't mind me saying this, are in the first flushes of youth. So.
No. I would go as far as saying that I don't think it was Geordies' brilliance that won the game. I think Moran weren't very good.
Right.
So I think it was just a pretty poor game. We had chances, we didn't take them. And Geordies, I think, again, as we've mentioned a lot in the podcast, the experience actually does matter.
Yeah.
Moran are quite a young team. We're still like... I guess... Games like this, I think we've got to look at and go, we need points from these type of games, and we should have done better than we did. And as Moran tweeted, I do think we could have maybe got back in the game if that goal had been allowed. I think there was a bit of controversy behind a goal went in and a head injury, but the whistle wasn't blown. I was quite aggressive on the touch about that. But
can't imagine that for you, Tom.
Yeah, no, quite passionate. But no, I think Geordie, I think it'll be, I think Mills will win this. Geordie's, I know they won, but I don't think there is... I think if we were to play them again tomorrow around Geordies, I think we'd be more at the races, hopefully, and I think we could beat them soon.
Who was in goal for Geordies last week? Obviously, Ben's involvement with FC
Alkmaar. Good question, but he was not bad. I don't think he had to... The thing as well is, as I say, we had chances. I don't think we had to make... We'd made him work enough as we should have. So I don't know if I don't know his name.
Dave Cherry? Or...
It could have been Dave... No, I don't think it was.
But it wasn't Johnny...
So then beers on the Albert have all messing with heads.
So, Dave, obviously, we talked about... This is still the remnants of the Geordies team that dominated Manx football for such a long time.
It is. And you can't write them off. I think they've already gotten off to a better start this season than they did last year. Obviously, people were talking about relegation for them last year. Of course, it was only a month ago. We weren't sure whether they were going to have a team out. Mm. So, you know, they've gotten off to a decent start. They beat Royal, was it 4-3, there last week? So, you know... They've probably got a bit of confidence about them. But, yeah, Mills, on the other hand, they're free scoring. I think every single one of their games has been pretty high scoring this season. They've got the firepower. Luke Booth is now back fully fit. And he seems to be banging the goals in. So I think the Millers will have a bit too much.
Adam?
A poor result for Geordies last week. Should have been a lot more.
So do you think they'll make it 2-3 on a win?
I think Union Mills are flying high, and I think they'll have too much. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as I say, I remember it was a famous cup final between these two, and it ended something like 7-2, 9-2.
I think were you at that game, and it was they were 3-0 up. The tall striker.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Give me a minute. It'll come to me. But yeah, he was. AJ Suckling. Shout out AJ, I'm sure you're not listening. Yeah, he was a great striker, and they went 3-3 up again, very early doors against Geordies. Geordies came back though, famed for their second half actually, resilience. Did this, with Sean, Chris, they all look after themselves, don't they?
We say they're older, they're still like, they look like athletes, don't they? They still look to come down and like. And they've played well, but they've got a mix of a few young players in there, and I do think it kind of works for them. Higgy was playing as well, Ashley Higginbottom, and that Adam Boyd's actually a former Moran player, and he scored and celebrated as well. Like, that's criminal, that, isn't it?
Is that Adam used to play for Douglas Royal, I think?
Yeah. He could have.
He played rugby for...
He's tall, yeah, he's definitely a rugby player. Yeah. He's a fireman, I believe.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was giving me some jip on the sideline, so... Yeah, not a shout out to you, Adam.
Is that because of your new role as fire safety officer?
Well, that's the controversy. Yeah, I'm better than him. So
controversial.
I need my fire.
Right, moving on to the next one. Let's have a look at St John's United versus Rushden United next. The battle of the United. St John's season, Sam, hasn't perhaps started how they wish.
Evidently not. No.
No. But Russian equally have not had the best of starts this season.
They're a weird beast. Last week they were really outplayed for quite a long time by air, and they just sort of didn't seem to get out of gear, and then they could just switch it on, and it was just they'd have these moments where they possibly should have scored a couple more, but especially with Aaron up front. I mean, one of his goals was absolutely like one of them that you wouldn't, you know, it's almost like FIFA Street. He'd come up and he nodded it over Johnny Shields and then rolled it in. So then he's looking at going, where's this been for the last 85 minutes? That come at the end of a really good team goal. And I just think they've got the firepower to score. And I just think their defence is perhaps a bit leaky, which is a problem for them. But I haven't seen St John's play yet this year. So I'm going entirely on how Russian looked last week. But I'm going to go for Russian win.
Tom, as our only active current player, I'm going to say, is it St John's had a free week last week? When you've had a bad start, do you just want to keep playing? Or is that break good? You can have a sort of come together, talk about how, where has gone wrong, regroup a little bit and then start afresh.
I'd say a break's good, but you've got to do something on that Saturday if you're not playing. It's not like just a jolly on a Saturday. I think you've got to maybe, sometimes we'll try and butt the Tommy Klukas out or we'll have a session down the playing fields if no one's on it or something like that. And I think manager has a word with you, and then but you train as you would, but probably a bit more intensive, and then you're all together as a team, you try and play a thing, and a few messages in the group chat trying to rally the troops again. So I can imagine St John's probably were quite happy with the, and I believe as well their start to the season isn't just because of the players they've got. I think they've had players coming back and stuff, so I think even a break just to get them all back into the fold, maybe give them a training session before they come back, I do think that'll help them. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think St John's will be anywhere near they are on the table now. I think they'll be fine. It's just a tough start to the season. I have players back. I don't know if Dean Lees is going to stay at FC Armand all season.
Well, he seems to be regular start.
He does.
And to be fair, he's been a regular supplier of goals.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
from
Portland, so he might stay. Yeah. So I'm sure they'd be buzzing to get him back there, wouldn't they? If they could at some point during the season, even if
he's only for a game,
it's an odd game or two.
Is he in the latest squad, Dean?
No, he is. No.
Oh, right. Okay. So maybe, that's
maybe this
plus.
Saturday. Yeah, that could be a big advantage for them.
So Dave, St John's, you getting anything out of this? This to me looks like I'll be sitting on the Dave.
Well, more of the same, I think.
Yeah, this could be a draw for me, I think.
It's tough on this because I mean, you look at the table, you'd say it's an early season 6-pointer because St John's don't have any points, and Russian have only got one to the name. So slow starts the season, but as I say, there's mitigating factors going on here. I saw St John's on the first day, on the opening day against St Mary's, and they were under strength, and you could tell they just lack that bit of firepower up front. So I don't know if they have got Lees back, that'll make a huge difference. But I think Russian will probably just about edge this.
Adam, just because you talked about if Peel maybe didn't get any points this weekend, it could have a negative effect for their title charge. We've got two teams here that have only got a point between them. If a negative result for either of these, do they start ringing alarm bells? Does it start getting into your mindset?
Absolutely, yeah. Even this early on, I think it's really important to start getting points on the board. And I've been disappointed with Russian this year because I backed them to get top four at the start. And obviously with Moody's record last year with the Combi, I thought they'd do a lot better than this. But they didn't really make any additions in the summer either, and it just seemed like they sort of stagnated a little bit. But I still back them to get a decent result at least. I don't know, I'm probably going to sit on the fence as well, I think. Go with a draw. But it's a tight one. It's a really tight game.
Draw, Sam?
No, Russian win.
Russian win. Sorry, I didn't note down that you said that. Right, two games in the Premier League to look at still. Start off, let's go to see the laundryman, Dave. Braddon versus Ramsey. Now, Ramsey, great result last week in El Electrico, which seems to have caught on.
Yeah, oh well, Hattie's... I have it on good authority. Hattie's claiming credit for that, by the way, even though you... came up with it last week, so...
What? No, but he tweeted it. He said it was us.
Yeah, well, I've been speaking to a couple of mates that he's bumped into, and he's been telling them that it's him that came up with it.
Oh, well.
So, Hattie's pulling a fast one there.
Hattie. Well,
he can probably tell everyone on the Isle of Man, because not many people listen to us.
Fair point. Yeah.
He has a far greater social media reach than we do.
Yeah,
so, so they did a great result in El Electrico last week. I feel I heard a couple of reports of that game, and it sounds like they just got stuck into Laxey quite physically. Couldn't sort of stop them from playing their game. And I think we all talked about last week, Ramsey at home are a different beast than they are away.
Yeah.
But they should still be favourites to get something out of this, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they've sort of gone under the radar a little bit with our predictions, but I think we talked about St Mary's getting that result against Peel. does that result against Laxey then put them in the bracket of possible title hopefuls? I mean, they've had a great start to the season. As you say, it's whether they can keep up that form away from home.
Well, the Railway Cup last year, weren't they?
Yeah.
So that's got to be their marker again. If you, Anthony Cooper seems to, you know, a very progressive manager, and I think that will have been his. That's their benchmark now, yeah. Isn't it? Top four. So it's how they build on that. So
that's it. I just wonder whether that result against Laxey gives them their belief that they can go further. Yeah. But who knows? But certainly they'll go into this one as the overwhelming favourites. Braddon have had a tricky start again. They've not had the easiest of fixtures. I think
they had us. That's easy.
Three points for you guys.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's going to be a bit too much for Braddon in this one. I think Ramsey should win it fairly comfortably.
I think the Swiss Army knife that is Joe Burrows is back for Braddon this week because he was away on holiday last week. So his Instagram showed me some of the pictures of the sunsets in Rhodes. So he'll be back. He's a big plus for Braddon. I'm assuming he gets straight back in the first team. What happens in that situation, Tom? You know, if you've got a first team player who's been on holiday, does he have to work to get back in the team? If he's someone that's a key part of that team last year and has shown his value, does he walk straight back in?
So in this hypothetical situation, has he trained during the week?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, then yeah. If he trains during the week, he shows that he's ready, that he's fit. Most people, well, I'm talking from around, I reckon most people come back and have got a bit of a belly, they're a bit unfit, and maybe on the bench for the first team, or maybe give them a combi run, get them back up to speed. But I think with certain people, you kind of just have to, like, it's a difficult one for clubs in and around us, I always feel. Because how do you determine if, say if your three or four best players that week don't train for 2 weeks, does Dave Brew go, right, and we'll just start a load of combi boys?
Yeah.
Or does he go, we want points on the board, we need to win these games? So it's always an awkward one, because you can end up annoying different parties.
Yeah.
So a manager's job isn't easy, but I'd say certain players go straight back in if they've trained during the week. If they haven't, on the bench or in the combi.
So Sam, what do you think is going to get the points in this one?
Ramsey got the thing. Could be a touch of after the Lord Mayor's show about this.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, it's nice.
And also this away form last year possibly could have prevented them getting a bit higher up the league than they finished. However, at the same time, you got Pickles scored hat-trick last week.
He did.
Dylan Pickles, and you got Charlie Higgins, who is not in the Ravens squad this week, so he's playing for them. So there's enough firepower there. They should get over the line, but. Yeah, probably Ramsey. I wouldn't be amazed if Braddon got something out of that.
Adam?
I think there's always a short result every week, isn't there, really? And I'm going to back Braddon to win this.
Ooh, I like that. Dave?
Yeah, I'm sticking with my Ramsey prediction.
Ramsey.
And I'll go Ramsey, but can I just touch on Lexi? The wheels are off again as well, just for them as well. I hope you're listening, Cam Avery. All crumbling apart.
Finally, in the Kendall Life Premier League this season, two teams that have shown stuttering form. Corinthians and Moran.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Tom, we'll start with you.
Well, I think Moran are going to win, unsurprisingly. but no, I think we've had... Last week was a bit of a downer, especially after Braddon. I think we could have done with getting something there. Even just a point in the end would have been good. Quite frustrating game as well, because I think if we'd played well, we could have easily got something there, especially at home. Corinthians, see, if you told me last week when we played, before we played Corinthians, before they played Royals, I'd have said we're probably going to struggle against them. I knew Dan Simpson's playing and stuff. But the fact that Royals got a 3-all with them kind of gives me a bit of like optimism almost. Like maybe there is a chance we could turn. And I don't know how short we are. I don't know. I haven't seen much about it, who's available yet. But I think if we've got a strong enough squad, we go at Corinthians. They're not the beast they were, is what I'd say about Corinthians, are they? A couple of seasons ago, you wouldn't want to face them at all. Even last year, you wouldn't want to face them as much. Where this year, I think there's a good chance we could turn up there and maybe get something.
David's... Thomas has mentioned this a couple of times already in the pods this season. Home advantage. Corinthians up at Bella Fletcher. If there's even the slightest bit of wind, it's a bit of a nightmare, isn't it?
It is. I think, you know, it plays havoc, especially any high balls or crosses or anything like that. So you have to be really on your toes with it. But again, I think obviously Corinthians will play to their strengths with this. It'll be interesting to see who's in their squad. I don't know whether the likes of Danny Gerrard and that are in the FC Alman squad this week. Do you know, Sam? No.
No, they're not.
So Corinthians are looking like they might have a strong team out. It might be a bit...
Step of course, they have a good strong team out.
Just so, in case it wasn't picked up on the mic, that was a very heavy sigh.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought Moran played well against Braddon the other week. I was impressed by them. They've got some really good standout players. I think Corinthians will probably just have a bit too much in the locker this week.
Adam?
Like Tom said, I think that Royals result gives Moran a lot of hope. But I still think Corinthians will just win this.
The Whites, yeah. Sam?
I think after this, I can't imagine Brad Quarter has taken that result last week very well.
Yeah.
And I think Corinthians could easily put 7 or 8 past them. The only thing I'd say is that there's sort of a blueprint for how to play against Corinthians now. Roars have done it last week. They seem to, Reed and Dean's coverage have got in their face a little bit. Ramsey did it to the last season. They don't like being harassed, and they don't seem to like that sort of game.
Well swerved so, over Dad's Army.
They don't like it up.
And let me guess, Sam, Sean Doyle won't be playing for FC Armand this week. Luke Murray won't be either, and they'll all come back. And
Sean is playing for FC Armand this week. Yeah, well,
I just thought
this. So they don't like it up. Let's go. Do you know what? Let's go for it, Tom. Maroon. No, I can't do it. Corinthians are going to win.
I'm excited.
I think. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm with the Corinthians here, Tom.
Well, it's Moran and Dave Bruce. Do you have to change that? So.
Right, DPS Division 2. I said DPS instead of JCK.
Well done, mate. You learned them.
I've noticed we've said JCK in every single one, though. Yeah, so James Cummins still getting to.
Yeah. I'm not soft, Tom. Yeah. I'm not soft. I may look it.
Yeah. He knows.
Always thinking. DPS Division 2. Adam, I'm going to start in the south. Cast Iron Maloo. Definitely a derby. Definitely, absolutely. I think, game of the day. Hattie's even dusting off his Division 2 boots and putting them going down to watch that. Who's going to win this?
I think home advantage is big in this one. Yeah. I think Castan are just going to win. But I've been impressed by both of them at the start of the season. I've backed them both to finish in the top four. I know that Nathan Cardy's out injured tomorrow, which is a big blow, I think. Yeah. And Adam Lane's away as well, which is also a big blow. So it might play into Malou's favour, but I just think home advantage is going to be too much, and Castan will win.
Castan last week, they didn't play, did they? Because their game against Southampton District was postponed. That was a couple of...
controversial?
What was that about?
The pitch lines.
Pitch markers. Now, I get it a little bit with D&D, because obviously it's Corpy that marks their pitches. Yeah. So if they've been marked on Friday, which I'm sure they were, and then there was a lot of rain on Saturday. They could have been washed away. So I don't really get the kickoff.
There wasn't any kickoff, but are they allowed to rely on them?
I don't know, because it's not technically their pitch, is it?
So they're not allowed to chuck some paint in it, I guess.
Dave, I'm sure, will clarify the situation versus Dave Matheson, but I think that's all down to the Corpy. The Corpy's working hour. Yeah. I've got a feeling they used to work Saturday mornings, but probably don't now.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. I'm not sure. But
The other game that was called off was it
James v Michael?
Was it right? Yeah. Now, again, that had the same issue, didn't it?
Yeah, I know traditionally over the years James have had a tricky pitch when it comes to the weather, so maybe that was a factor. Although it has obviously improved a lot in recent years.
I have genuinely played at gyms where the lines have washed away.
Really?
Genuinely, there was no lines on the pitch at all. There was just like where the lines had been.
Yeah.
And it was like, so. But I can't understand why people are using watercolours to paint their markings out. You can get really good paint these days. It doesn't cost much.
You're graffiti artist, though, Sam.
But we talked about it briefly. They've had a week off then, effectively, Castan, Adam. So they'll be chomping at the bit, won't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I do know they struggled in the last game against Pulley. I thought they'd breeze them aside easily. And that was at the stadium as well. But apparently they did struggle, and I think Pulley missed a penalty as well in the first half. But I just think the home advantage. And Malou, I've also got two decent draws at the first two games as well. I know they got a draw against Honken in the last game as well. So, it's going to be really, really tight. It's going to be a great game. I mean, Hattie's picked a good one there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You're a bit jealous of
him. I am, yeah. I was going to go down and watch, but I'll leave it to Hattie now.
Where are you going to go instead, Adam?
Where do you think?
Beloved Colby.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that match in a moment. Dave, Kieran Kreitner and Paddy Cooper have scored from the, regular goal scorers at this level, aren't they, those two?
Yeah.
Big additions. They're both of them coming back to the club over the summer.
For
the umpteenth time, seemingly. But, Can Malou maybe get something out of this?
I think so. I think Adam touched on it there. The fact that they're going into this off the back of a good result against Onken, who a lot of people are tipping to go back up, I think that'll give them a lot of confidence. But I haven't seen Malou this year, so I don't really know too much about them, but they've got a good squad there. As you mentioned, those two players, they definitely know where the back of the net is. I imagine this is going to be quite a high-scoring game, but I think Town should just have a bit too much.
I'd just like to clarify, by the way, it's not the Southern Derby. It's not the Southern Derby. It's just a Southern Derby.
What is the Southern Derby?
Colby Castell.
So is it like when Everton plays Tramier? It's like, it's a Merseyside Derby, it's not the Merseyside Derby.
Yeah. How does it determine that Colby Castletown is the one?
Just because it's a bigger game, isn't it? Two bigger clubs. There you
two
go.
Bigger clubs.
I would have said, controversially, It was Russian Kazakhstan was the game.
Yeah, I would.
That's what I'd go with. Yeah.
If they're in the same, yeah, if they actually played each other. So, yeah.
Although, Colby and Castletown both have railway stations, so...
This is why it's determined
on the back of El Electrico.
El Stevo.
That one's not yours.
Yeah. Sam, who do you think's going to win this one?
Well, I'm going to upset big fan of the show, Sam Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
And so given players got missing Kazakhstan, I'm going to say Malou win.
Tom, bragging rights going to...
1-1.
Oh, on the Dave Norton.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... I just feel Malou might sneak this one. I just don't know what it is. Just the, maybe the pressure of the Jed Tower and the the absolute the millions that watch online might just be a bit too much.
I'm not used to the Jed Tower by now.
They should be by now.
They should be.
It's intimidating going down there just to cover a game. So.
Mm. I'm also concerned about him if it's windy.
Are you actually concerned?
He's quite high, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to go up there, and I had a broken wrist, but I managed to go up there. The ladder's a bit shaky when it's a bit windy, but I was fine. I felt safe in Jed's hands.
I'm more concerned whether he needs one of them little red lights on top.
Oh yeah, fair play. It must be in the
because he's at the end of the runway.
That would be a story.
To a big Jet TV.
Yeah,
big Jet TV. Yeah. Just him filming planes landing at Ronald's one.
So just to clarify for people who wonder what the chuff we're talking about, Jed Power streams all Kazakhstan's games on Facebook.
Most of them.
Home games. Sorry.
Yeah, home game. Yeah.
So first team and Combi, and I think he ventured to Foxtel the other season, didn't he? Because you.
Yeah, he did. The brilliant Robbie Casey in goal that should never be forgotten. That is like I don't know how Soccer AM were tagged in it. Never got back in touch. That needed to be on Soccer AM.
It got cancelled.
Well, maybe that was it. But yeah, one of the best own goals I've ever seen amongst football. And the fact that Jed Power's commentary is over the top of it just makes it a little bit better.
I think that's still his pinned tweet, you know.
Yeah, as it should be. A comedy goal.
Yeah. Staying in the South then, Adam will go to where the match you're going to. Mm-hmm. Colby versus Paul Rose. Now, Colby.
Flying high.
Fire.
I know.
No. Colby's on fire.
Don't think that's really catch
on. Given the lack of fire services in the south of the island, that's a concern.
Last week, great result against Old Boys.
Yeah.
I think I was looking back to the pod just to see what we'd all predicted. I think a few of us have gone with Old Boys. I think Sam had gone Colby and yourself had gone Colby.
You went Old Boys.
Yeah.
I underestimated them. Yeah.
Also, we should probably get the correction in now, shouldn't we, about the Colby manager?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. Sorry, he correctly informed me last week that he is not suspended and that it was just a fine or something, I think, or something like that, yeah. Can't remember exactly, but I think it was the right call in the end because I had a great view of it and, yeah, it should have gone to VAR, really. It's one of those.
So, Colby, though, are we saying that...
It's early days, but, I mean, top of the league after three games, it's great. It's been a weird pattern where they've had, like, a really tight away win followed by a comprehensive home win. Then another tight away win, so I think it's going to carry on this weekend with a comprehensive home win as well.
Dave?
I can't knock the confidence there. I have to say, I agree, though. That result against Old Boys is a big confidence booster.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've got Paul Whitley firing in the goals.
Yeah.
Paulie, again, they've had an okay start to the season, but I think Colby will be too strong.
Well, I remember Adam's prediction went around, so I'm going to go. I think Pulley had a great game against Kazakhstan, obviously, from what I've heard. Missed a penalty, Pulley.
Love going down south.
Gave Kazakhstan, yeah, and they love going down south. So I'm going to go Paul Rose, 1-0 wins.
Sam?
Smash and grab.
I'm going to back Adam and go with Colby.
We're saying that Jordan Edge is back this weekend, which is a big boost.
Oh, the mercurial Jordan Edge.
Yes, he's had a controversial suspension recently. So. He's back.
Do you want to check that before?
Yeah.
So he hasn't been suspended. He's been on hold, I guess.
He could straight back in the first team, do we think?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of players out. I can't remember who it is. I think he's going straight back in, yeah.
I think this will be a classic Manx scoreline, 5-2. I think Pulley won't get on the score sheet with that one. Right, elsewhere we've got Doug's High School Old Boys make the trip out west to Balera Road and another contender for the windiest pitch in Manx football, Michael United. Michael, now, again, listen back. And we said last week they haven't hit their straps.
Yeah.
They won 10-0 the week before. So
they must have listened.
But that was after we'd said they hadn't hit their straps.
Okay.
So I'd like to see them when they have hit them straps.
Yeah.
But this... if we look at the predictions at the onset of the season, Tom, this was what we considered to be maybe a title contender, a battle for this.
We did, and it probably won't be now.
Yeah.
But we did at the time. But Old Boys losing to Colby last week, it'll be it'll frustrate them, that I can imagine, because they'll be wanting to be up there this season. And I think Michael the same. Michael have got some really good players, Sam Greasley, a few of the others, lads up there, they're like really strong. And Liam Kane, exactly, going to score goals. So I'm gonna go Michael home win this week, I think.
Dave, it just hasn't quite clicked for Old Boys back in Division 2 yet, has it?
Not yet, but yeah, to quote your Ian Dowie, bounce back ability, they are going to want to get something from this game. It's going to be a close game. I'm going to have to sit on my fence with this one, I think. It's going to be goals in it. Watch it be 0-0 though. But I think it's going to be ending a draw.
Adam?
I think Michael will be right up there come the end of the season. And Old Boys, just a bit of a shocker last week, even though it was against the Mighty Moonlighters.
Yeah.
I think Michael are going to win this.
Sam?
I was just looking at the combi score last week, so obviously Michael didn't get the game on, but their combi won 14-1 last week.
Yeah. Well, if you do remember, Adam was worrying for Jim's last week. He thought this could be a quick score in the first team as well. So
it would have been,
yeah. I noticed about pitches. I mean, for Old Boys, this is the time of year you want to go to play at Michael. You don't want to be playing away there in November and December. So
you say that, but we've had boats cancelled this week because the wind's been that high.
That is true. Yeah. But still, it's a different sort of game. You know, the Manxman's not going to make it to Michael. I can guarantee you that.
Might have done on the Rand Allen cruise. Yeah.
That's unfortunate, isn't it? Yeah. So I'm going to say a draw on this one. The Old Boys will get something out of it.
Just as a side point, is Michael the only ground you could see from the Rand Allen cruise? Potentially Old Boys, if you looked from
with binoculars.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the right moment, yeah.
I feel like we need to get on it next time and see how
Well, when you get their new pitch, they'll be right next to us.
The old mates must have a fishing boat we can go out on for an afternoon.
I'm sure Harry Gale will get us out on there.
Well, he might know, won't he? How many Manx football pitches can you see from sea?
It's annoying because there will be another that we won't think of now.
I'm literally just working around the coast. Can't see Russians.
No. It's got to be Michael.
Can you definitely see it?
Yeah, because there's only like one or two fields away from the coast, isn't it?
Yeah, you should be able to. You see the mast, can't you? And then you can probably
look out where it is. Yeah, so. Exactly. You certainly can't see the best ground on the island. The only landlocked one.
What a parish.
Judy Mills could argue was landlocked.
No. We're the heart of the island.
Anyway. The other thing is, at Bow Fletcher, you might be able to see. I don't know if you get it clear enough, but because it's elevated, you might just see it from a distance.
No, I reckon if you're looking from Douglas, the roll over the cemetery is going to rule most of that out. True. You might get the top of the Louis Thornton stand, though.
Maybe.
Yeah. Once again, get in touch. If you're a mariner that listens to this, please let us know which Manx football grounds you can see from sea. Right, last two games in Division 2 to have a quick look at. We'll start with Foxdale Youthy at the mighty Billy Goat Park, Tom, as our Western football correspondent. Foxdale are starting to move up through the gears, it's fair to say, isn't it?
Started strong, and as we said last week, we exclusively broke the news that Jay Chatwood's signed on. Could this be the return?
Yes.
Every week, Foxdale fans are thinking, could Chatwood be playing today? And they've got to do an unveiling if he does. They've got to like hide him in the changing rooms and then bring him out with smoke or something. That'd be good.
Not to make fun of his height, but in like a horse box and then open the back of the horse box and bring him out like that. That'd be amazing.
I love the idea of it. James coming driving. Chatwood comes out. Here he is.
In his kit.
I can imagine Michael really hoping it's not this week that he's back, by the way. So
with the best will in the world, you know, you're going to notice Jay Chatwood walking into your dressing room.
I think you've got to do, if I were Foxstar, I'd do everything I can to keep it quiet. But I don't think this is the game that'll be back. I think it'll be later on. Mm. And I also think it should be a thriller, like, it shouldn't be Foxdale Rykob, like, come on, one for the spectators. But anyway,
Rykob battled back last week to draw 3-0. Harry Wilkinson is the new first team goalkeeper. I playfully hinted at that last week. I also predicted he'd keep a clean sheet, he didn't. So that was 3-3. Govs were 3-1 up in this one, Sam, and seemingly threw it away. So.
Yeah, I see the lads have sort of let it slip at the end, which is a shame because they just, as a club, there's always just sort of that. Really, the effort is always there. It's just getting over the line a little bit for Govs. was when I was there, and I just think if they had got that result last week, could have been looking at a different season for them.
But Youthy, again, and perhaps not in the best shape, Dave, Tom, so this should be, are we thinking a home win?
I'm thinking Foxdale probably quite comfortable. I think that Foxdale's bigger tests will come later on in the season, I think. I think right now, Ryker, but they've started really well. Foxdale, they've surprised me and a few others, because obviously we call them the nearly men. Mm. Maybe this year's the year.
Dave, I'm not going to, I don't wish to spoil Dave Reed's weather, but the wet stuff is predicted this week. Does that mean this game could be in danger of being called off?
According to the weather I've got, it's not going to rain tomorrow. But
So it says rain even towards the late evening.
Yeah.
So it'll be after.
So it might be okay.
Yeah.
If there's been any rain today, which I saw there has, Billiger Park's in the water.
I think Foxdale could make a lot of money by having a webcam of the pitch.
Like the ones around the island.
But then people would be like, other teams would just be constantly clicking on it. And you could just have a sponsor banner on it.
Barton always tells me it's brilliant. On a Friday night, if there's been any rain, you can just have a few pints because you know the game's 100% off. Even though they're filmed by the FA, you know there is no chance that game is going ahead. I think that is quite a luxury on a Friday night. You only want to have a few drinks and you're not sure. You only sat there and we're about to get your second before you know you can't drive home.
But it swings and roundabouts. You, when you've got to play 37 midweek fixtures, you know, in a row between April and the end of the season,
it does get a bit frustrating. Yeah. I can imagine when you're like, well, fourth week in a row, lads, and we've still not got a game.
Foxdale.
Yeah, I'll go for Foxdale winning this. I think you've done okay, but as Tom said, Foxdale had a really good start to the season, so I think they'll carry that on.
Mm-hmm. So just clarify that they're doing okay. They lost 10-0 the other week.
Being kind. Rory Paul's less than Kibby kind.
Yeah, exactly. Adam?
Being brutally honest, I have no idea about either of these clubs.
Foxdale is roughly... we'll get a map for you next week.
Yeah, that'll help, yeah. Is Barton in net for Foxdale?
No, so he's playing outfield for... I think... So I've been rude and called it Combi a lot of times, but I do think he's making a few first-team appearances. So, yeah. But Andy Ball's in goal, who's obviously everyone knows is a very good, strong goalkeeper. Yeah. So he was at Ayr for years, Peel.
Yeah.
So he's
podcast
like...
Podcast favourite, last year aficionado.
Exactly, yeah. So he's you know, like, if you're going to have any keeper in Div 2, you'd want... I think Foxdale might have the best.
Yeah,
really,
one of the best, yeah.
I'll go Rycob then. Right.
Sam,
I'm going to back Foxdale.
The Freedom Fighters will be over the hill delighted with that.
Any Foxdale jokes this weekend, Dean?
No Foxdale jokes this week. As you know, when I was born there, well, not born there, I was born in the Jane, but I lived there for the first 11 years of my life.
Explains a lot.
Dave with the sliding dog. He won't be welcome on the flatbed, will he? He's just talked himself out of that one, hasn't he? Right, last game in Premier Division in Europe this week sees Governors Athletic take on Jim's at Colby, which we've clarified, we've talked about it already, potentially moving to Nobles, but the change of address hasn't gone through yet, so they're still at Colby. Gov's got to go into this one as favourites, I think.
They've got a new kit, they've got the result last week.
All the kebabs they can
eat. Oh, that could be a downside. I reckon the lads will get this, they'll get a result out of this.
Is this the Alex Mazzotta derby, of course?
Yeah, it's. I mean, you could say about half a dozen clubs around Douglas, but I reckon. Maz wants to see what's coming from, and it's going to be Carl Hunter celebrating on Saturday night.
Does he ever drive them down in the bus? Oh, he's not on the buses anymore, isn't he?
I don't think he's on the buses.
Or his DIY truck, just get them in there.
Possibly, yeah. You know.
Yeah, because he has got a PSV license. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's one benefit of Govs is that when they do eventually go up, it's. Carl can drive the bus for them.
Costas?
Did I just hear that?
Costas still there?
Is that a when rather than an if?
Oh, it's a when. They're very much banking on this whole Manx footy split into four leagues. Yeah.
Of three teams. Yeah. So you'll go Govs?
Yeah.
Adam? James will have PTSD from the last trip to Station Field.
Like Vietnam style flashbacks.
Yeah, pretty much. No, James are abysmal. It'll be 10. 10 or more. Yeah.
I think we have to quantify this, but... Chucky's a good keeper, obviously, for Govs, but they have leaked a few already this year. So I think Jim's will get on the score sheet, won't he?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, no, I think Jim's obviously desperate to bounce back, but I think Govs will be a bit too strong for them.
I'm going to think it's going to be quite a lot closer than you think. I'm going to go 5-4 Govs.
5-4
yeah,
Govs?
Yeah, a bit of a thriller.
You heard it here first. Right, before we leave you for today's episode, let's get to the favourite parts for many. Combi Corner, Dave?
Okay, thanks very much for that, mate. So Union Mills and St Mary's, they've maintained their 100% winning start to the season. Union Mills were 5-1 winners away at Braddon, and St Mary's beat Peel 4-2, so it was a 6-point Saturday for them. Corinthians, they've got the Bal Fletcher bragging rights. They beat Douglas Royal 2-0. There was a 7-goal thriller up in Andreas. Ayr beat defending champions Russian 4-3. And Laxey lost 4-2 to Ramsey. DPS, Combi 2. Michael were the biggest winners of the day. I know, Sam, you touched on it before. They won 14-1 against Jim's. Nathan Farragher helped himself to 6 goals. Old Boys are still on top, leading the way. They beat Colby 4-1. Sorry, Adam.
Yeah.
Castletown were also big winners. They beat D&D 9-1. And Youthy are second in the table.
So, Dave, just before we move on, some of the names in that Combi 2 score sheets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you mentioned two of these being missing for the first team for Castletown. Daniel Lane and Nathan Cardy both scored for the Combi.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty pretty telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure Dave Matheson was delighted to see them both.
Yeah. And Youthy are also flying high in Combi 2. They beat Governors 3-1. I think the Onken were awarded a home win against Malou in the other game.
Is that your lot? This is quite brief this week.
I know, I forgot my sheet as well.
Did you?
Yeah, it's upstairs. Right. I was well prepared for once and then I forgot it. So.
It was seamless anyway. Sam, let's look ahead to FC Alabama this weekend. They're back at the bowl, aren't they?
No.
They're not back at the bowl. Where are they going this week?
They're at FC Liverpool this week.
Oh, Derby?
Near enough. So they're, it's the Elstein Pacato.
Okay. Just put
the L on the end of it. The L kind of works in a way.
No, I think the nickname's keeping to the local game.
So yeah, they're playing away. They're in a bit of a run of shock and form at the minute, truth be told. No winning five. They're down, lost last week. They're 2-0 up away at Squires Gate, lost 3-2. Bottom two teams of the league.
Standard that for a trip to Blackpool. You go, get quite excited. And then instantly regret it on the way home, don't you?
Bit of a roller coaster sort of day for them.
Yeah.
They have not so much of a Pleasure Beach day out, really. But they were 2-0 up, lost 3-2. They're the third worst in form team in the league, mm-hmm. with only the bottom two teams worse off at the minute, and the only team that those two teams have beat is FC Arnhem. Mm. So it's a bit of a sticky patch at the second, but they've got good chance of getting a result this weekend. FC Liverpool are one place below them in the league, but they've got two games in hand. But they've got Tom Crea's gone over this week with Laxey not having a game, which the form he's in, I just get him starting. Yeah. He's banging in goals for Laxey. I really want to see him starting, because I just think if you can get him, Binnington, I don't know, Dean Lees isn't playing this week, but it's one of them as well. You've got Stewart, you've got Doyle, there's so much attacking potential. It just seems to be getting them to click, and if Jonesy can get them to click, then going forward, the potential's completely there.
We've mentioned the attacking riches, but I know Al Maitland's been missing a couple of last.
Yeah, games. He's missed a couple of last few, which is he's sort of been the Mr. Reliable at the back, and alongside him and Jamie Cole had that sort of like relationship for quite a while, really good sort of stable back too, and then they just sort of drifted around the pair of them a little bit recently, which has been a bit of a shame because they were definitely sort of like the two you'd say the solid defence to start with. But
is he back this week?
I made so much of a thing of making a note that Charlie Higgins wasn't playing this week. I've forgotten. I think he is.
Right.
And Ben Wilkinson's in that. So, yeah, we'll see how they get on, but we're going to should be a result on that. And then, of course, next week is the big one.
Yes, Tuesday.
Tuesday, which bags are packed because I'm...
Yep. You're off to Bury.
I'm off to Bury. Getting the boat out, travelling with the conspiracy. So the group of Ravens Tommy sees called a conspiracy. Oh. So the away, so the travel.
I'm sure they're a nice bunch of lads.
They were
lovely group.
They were very lively on the Monks last week.
Where did you say?
I was badly hungover, so it wasn't welcome.
So yeah, it's going to be. We'll have stuff from that next week, but that's going to be a really. I think, in general, we should say it's the biggest night in terms of where the club's got to. Yeah. It's Gig Lane, it's former EFL ground. It's a big night.
They've been getting 3,000 attendance most
games. Yeah, and this week they've got a couple of hundred Manxers coming over. They've got at least one coach full, which we've got a couple of celebrities travelling as well.
Oh, right.
The Shire's on board.
Oh, right.
Steve Quirk's going, I'm going.
Yeah.
It's going to be a celebrity-filled trip.
And you're going to capture the whole away day experience for us.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole thing. We're going to get a video done for the day. It's going to be nice pictures. It's going to be great.
Can't wait to watch that.
Have you told Tom yet that you've got him a ticket for his birthday?
Well, I didn't want to spoil the surprise, Tom, but if you open that bit of pasty right there...
That'll be going straight in the bin. No, thank you.
Right, so two big games for the Ravens. Fingers crossed to get. And then we're back to the bowl next Saturday?
I think we are finally back to the bowl.
Back to the bowl.
Because it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
And I think we've got enough FCLMN.
And there was me thinking Tom could cover me as the anchor next week, but maybe not.
Yeah, no, unless I think people would want to listen to that. It might just be Moran and John Palmer, but that would be it.
Yeah. The rest was like, Tom, were you recording this week? Yeah, it's fine.
Dave reads the weather.
All right, dry with variable amounts of cloud tomorrow after a chilly start to the day. As we mentioned before, rain then arrives towards the late evening, and this become heavy at times overnight to Sunday. So whether that affects the women's games, I don't know. Light winds becoming a strong southerly late in the day with a top temperature of 15 degrees Celsius.
Chilly.
Apparently so. Mm. I mean, a bit like in here right now. It's chilly.
Get your coat on, dude.
Yeah.
Any other business, Sam?
No, just if people are out and about this week, make sure you get us your pictures of your hard time scran and fire them in on the Twittergram.
Twittergram, the X's. We're on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Tom, any other business?
Nope.
Dave, you're gagging for something.
I just mentioned the women's game there. I'll just get a low down on the results from last week. First games of the season. Corinthians with 10-0 winnings against Onken. Erin Sells got four goals, so she led the way. Royal also were 5-2 winners. Rebecca Cole got four of those, and Peel were 5-0 winners against Castletown, with Lisa Castain leading the way with two.
As you'd expect, those three are
the big heavy hitters, aren't they? So yeah.
And obviously Rebecca was player of the year last year, wasn't she?
She was, yeah.
Starting, as she means to continue. Yeah.
She is.
Tom, any other business?
No, just that you touched on it. You're not going to be here next week. What are we going to do?
You'll be fine. Dave is, is well a calming host. Influence.
No, yeah. we're going to flip a coin as to who's going to host it, because it's certainly not going to be me.
And if it's me, that scarf's coming right down.
I will send you a voice note. I'm going to France to watch the egg chasing, so I will send you some voice notes, which you feel free to disregard.
Yeah, I'm sure
you will. Promised us one from the Albert yesterday.
I've actually got it on my phone, but now I'm here recording it. It doesn't make sense, because it was kind of like, it's a video of me, and I was fairly drunk as well, so probably wouldn't have been included.
We'll put it on the Patreon, along with our karaoke efforts from the Nag's Head last week.
Yeah, I feel like they can stay out. Yeah. No one needs to hear them. Especially the people in Nag's Head didn't need to hear that. That was all. The fact that we sat down as well.
I enjoyed that.
Yes,
I know. The still was, I felt.
Although apparently Rebecca was saying, the guy behind the bar was like, look at these guys sitting down doing it like so casually.
I was going to say the crowd went wild, but to be honest, there was a bit of a crowd in there when we went in.
It was.
And they quickly
what song did we sing, Andy? Moran of Touch.
Yeah, Moran of Touch. And then we actually sung a second song, which was just playing that we
I think he quickly turned the mics off before he lost all his customers. And I was like, it was good fun though.
Special mention as well to Sam, Rebecca, and Rob Harding, who did the podcast theme tune as well.
We can throw that in there, can't we?
We will. Yeah.
We can have a special. We can end with that this week.
So no other business. There is one thing I wanted to ask. I thought this bit of the segment of the podcast we talk about social media. It's called Rice. We've already talked about the governors, about the kids' lunch, but I saw last week the Moran score.
Yes,
it was St George's Moran 3-1, and it was the final score. It looked very nice.
Yeah,
but I had a picture of St John's pitch in the background.
So I have had words with James Kelly about this, my social media influencer type thing. I don't know how you determine it, but James just so we do this all on Canva. We make them quite nice and pretty, and clearly when you're in the pub after a game and you've lost, getting the fixtures just out. I noticed some results. Clubs just go very quiet to get the results out, don't they? Yeah. And we always think we should really post our results, especially if we've scored, get the score out there, makes sense. But clearly we've played St John's previously and we just used that same one, because James must have just been on his phone quickly, had a pint, forgot all about it. So when you brought it up, I did have a strong word with James. He knows for next time if that happens again, he will be sacked.
I just thought he got confused by the Saints.
No.
Because you were playing at home.
Yeah, we were playing at home, so playing for someone. And his argument, I swear, was, I don't know if I was just had a few beers at this point, but his argument was, he doesn't have any pictures of Old Church Road. I was like, take my camera roll. That's all my lock screen's literally Old Church Road.
Do you have like one of them pre-ready ones? So you know, like a club statement, you just have like a corner flag.
Yeah, that's what we need to start doing. The corner flags, though. Breaking news, Moran TV, we could be on for a sponsorship with them. They've been on our corner flags for about 15 years, so they owe us that money. But no, I think it's looking like they could be back in.
I quite like to see more corner flags in Manx football. That would be, we talk about announced kit launch videos, maybe some more corner flag pictures.
And have we done a plead for merch and stuff for the...
Oh, yes, office? We need to do that. So do you want to do that, Tom?
Yeah, so basically the office is... I think it's getting there. We've got a crossed out Cam Avery, a few fixture stuff, and a few Moran tops that I've brought in, and he's brought an Iron Man top.
My Julian Ringham.
But we could do with more. Obviously, we've got the pasty here today on show for everyone who was hungry.
Yeah.
But we could do with more merch. So anything you've got, flags, scarves, banners,
yeah, anything t-shirts. That's in the attic, the loft, that probably will end up at Amelia at some point, but... Just fire them in our direction. We're happy to give them back at the end of the season, but this is your chance to get your merchandise seen by literally tens of people.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
And what we'd really like, which is very unlikely, I'd really like to see some former clubs merch. I know it's hard, but like I'd love a Rolls wear a Derby, Northern Athletic.
We have it. You're sitting next to a former Derby player.
Exactly. One time only, was it?
Well, yeah. But obviously it was alongside your dad.
Exactly,
so,
and yeah.
Yeah,
so.
But good memories of Derby.
Wasn't there a game where you conceded the most goals in Manx football? I swear I've read that in his book and it's something like 37.
No. Yeah, I don't think I was involved in that, but probably was. That's probably in defence. But
yeah, so yeah. That would be the dream ticket, wouldn't it?
But, it would be, but we're not fussy. Exactly, Adam, I assume, could bring in some Colby stuff. You said
was there a Port St Mary team back in the day?
There was in Hattie's book. You can read all about it.
Ooh, maybe we could bring the books down and see if we have a lot of Manx books.
Yeah, and that could actually give us some more insights so we actually knew what we were talking about a bit more.
We could maybe get a shelf somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Kurt wouldn't mind drilling one here.
Right, on that bombshell.
To top it out.